This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
And now on the Ray Hadley Morning Show, find the winner thanks to YouBet.
And Jared Daffy came in the tail end of discussions with Denny McMaster about our boy Malachi in the BTC Cup tomorrow, and he's the favourite. And I hadn't realised that he was so, I guess, not poorly bred, but not well bred, as I bid you a very good morning, Jared.
Yes, good morning, Ray, and I guess that happens in life, doesn't it? I know plenty of people that you could say were poorly bred, but turned out okay.
You want to name names?
No, not in public. just on this horse, there's a little bit of black caviar about him, mainly his record, but his popularity. He's the most popular horse racing in the country at the moment, and every time we put him up, there's any amount of money for him. He was $4 after the barrier draw. Obviously, we've lost a runner this morning with Trust and August out, but he's now into $2.70. But punters big and small love this horse, and why not? Because he keeps winning, and he's always good odds.
And tomorrow looks like good conditions for the big meeting at Doomben.
Yeah, it does. Well, it doesn't rain here.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it hasn't rained for 4 or 5 days, but that track will be okay tomorrow. Obviously, it can suit those up on the pace, which Abel Malachi is. The only other one they want is Three Candy down near the bottom, the mare from Victoria. She's at $5, but punters think it's a race in two.
I've got to give my mate Peter Balson a kick in the ribs with his big tree tomorrow, hoping it can win for him.
What race is he in?
He's in the two-year-old race, is he not, tomorrow?
The one
at $61. Remember I told you about it? Yeah, race five.
No. Yeah, no, I'm trying to forget that one. Yeah, it's $31 again.
Well, he's knocked back a lot of money for it, I can tell you, in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it was an impressive win the other day. It had to do it the hard way. It's got Michael Kale on board. It's obviously the assignment becomes a bit more difficult tomorrow, but for those who backed him, there's no reason why you wouldn't want to stick again.
And those who missed him just better keep their hands in their pocket, I suppose, if you missed $61. What's being backed tomorrow, apart from our boy Malachi with the scratching of Trust and August?
Well, at Rose Hill, Ray, there's two. Huge going race one for Reincarnate. $14 when the market went up on Wednesday night. Now, we have lost an $8 pop out of the race, but it's now into $4.80, Reincarnate. And the other one is in race three, number six, Kaepernick, however you want to say it. Yeah, it's been $5.25 into $3.50 already. But my men have found a roughie at Doomben. Yeah, my men. Epic, race four. 21 into 14, and he tried to tell me the $14 is even over the odds. So perhaps the ladies or the each-way punters, that's the one, Epic, race four, number three at Doomben. And before we leave racing, Ray, one of the most popular segments on the NRL footy show each week is the lookalikes. They tell me next week there's a Ray Hadley lookalike on there. Someone's got a photo from Warwick Farm races on Wednesday with a person that looked exactly like you in the betting ring.
Goodbye. See you later. I wasn't in the betting ring, I was in the enclosure. That's Jared Daffy, of course, joining us from youbet.com.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.